Vav Amud Aleph, we're continuing with Abba Ben Yamin. This is the third statement of Abba Ben Yamin, and four lines down in Vav Amud Aleph by the two dots. Tanya. Learned by Abba Ben Yamin, Amar Malin, Nina Rishus Lain Liros. If only the eye were given permission to see, Enkel B'ri Yechol Lam Ben Yamazik, and no person will be able to stand because of all the demons around him. There's so many demons around him, it would mamish kill him if he knew. Amar Baye, Abai says, Inu Nevishminam, there's so many more than we are. The Kamilan Kikisal Ugyan, they stand upon us like ridges among the furrows. Amar Vuna Kol Chavachaminon, Alpha Mismel of Ravasim Mine, every single one of us have 1,000 demons on our left and 10,000 to our right. All these Gemaras seem to work really well with that opinion. That's brought down to what Aaron Soloveitchik brings down. There's a whole kuntres written about this, that demons are considered like bacteria. Amar Rava, Hai Docha Dehabi V'Kala, if you feel pressure when in the middle of a shir, Minayu Havi, comes from them. Hani Birgit Shili, when it deals with knees that are knocking, Minayu Havi, and Minayu, it's from them. Hani Mani De Rabban Rabbalu, when the clothing of the rabbis get very worn out, Mechufi Didu, it's because they're rubbing against it. Hani Kavri Menachvam, these legs that are knocking against each other, Minayu, it's from them as well. Haman De Boile Medelu, if you want to know what they look like, Lysikit Minahila, you should bring some type of ashes that are burnt. Put it all around your bed. And the morning, you're going to see the legs of a chicken. If you want to see them actually, you should bring the embryo of a black cat, the daughter of a black cat, the firstborn daughter of the firstborn. Take that embryo and burn it in a fire, and then grind it up into little ashes, and put it inside your eye, because you'll be able to see whatever you're supposed to see. Goes to parzala, and then put it inside an iron cup, and seal it with something that's made of iron, because you're afraid maybe they're going to take it from you, but you also have to seal up and not say anything to anyone so that you won't be damaged. Rabbi Rabbi Avad Hachi, so he did this, he saw, and he got damaged. The Rabban davened for him, and he got better. Two dots. Tanya Ben Omer, we have another statement of Ben Yamin. The tefillah of a person is only heard when he davens in shul. Davening at home is not just good enough. You have to daven in a shul, shem lishmo al arin v'la tefillah, v'makom rina, in the place where they all sing together, shem te tefillah, that's where you should be davening. And that, Amar Rav Barada, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Matzav Beis Knesses, Rav Mer Yitzchok Bar Ravada quotes Rav Yitzchok and says, how do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is usually found in a shul? Shenamar, Elohim Nitzav Beretzel, Kadosh Baruch Hu stands with an Eda of Kel, Minayin Lazar Shemispal and Shechin Yamal. How do we know that if 10 people are davening, the Shechin is with them? Shenamar, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. If you have an Eda of Kel, that's 10 people, Minayin Lashol Shoshim Bedin Shechin Yamal. How do you know 3 people, 3 Dayanim are sitting in Din, the Shechin is with them? Shenamar, Bekar Elohim Yishbot, right? Among Elohim Yishbot. It really refers to judges. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there when the judgments are happening. How do you know? Even if 2 people are sitting and learning Torah together, the Shechin is with Hashem. They speak, those who fear God. Hashem listens. The end of that puzzle says, and for those who are Machshav his name, if a person thinks he wants to do a mitzvah and he's an onus and he couldn't do it, the puzzle makes it as if he did it. How do you know that even one person sits and learns Torah that the Shechin is with him? Any place that I mention my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. I will bench you. That's if one. So we have 10, 3, 2, and 1. Wait a second. If you already have one and you know the Shechin is there, then why do I need to tell you that two? If you have 2 people learning, their words are written down in the Sefer Zechonos. But one, they're not written down. Then why do I need 3? Listen, making din, that's just making people peace between one another. The Shin is not going to be the commercial. Din and Ami Anu Taira. Din is also considered Taira. Akhada Fila Tosa, Asara Miboy. What about 10? Asara. By 10 people, the Shechina gets there before them. Tlosa Adi Asiva. 3. Until they sit down, the Shechina is not there. Next two dots. About 15 lines up from the bottom. Amri Rav Avin Baravada, Amri Rav Yitzchak. Another statement of Rav Avin Baravada in the name of Rav Yitzchak. Where do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin? God swears by his right hand and in the strength of his arm. Now, what does that mean exactly? Because in his right hand is the Eish Das, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bizroa Uzay, Elijah Hashem, Hashem owes Lamo Yitain. I mean, actually, Sashat tefillin owes him. So how do we know that tefillin is called owes? All the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they'll be afraid of you. So that's our oaths, that's our strength. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Gadol, and Rabbi Elazar Gadol says, is Rabbi Elazar Horkness, same Rabbi Elazar we have in our Mishnah, Elazar Rosh, it's talking about the Tefillin Shav Rosh. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak then asked Rechi bar Avin, hold on a second. We know what's written in our tefillah, Shema, V'hayim Shema, V'hayim Kiviyacha, etc. What about the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's written in Tether Malay? So Rechi bar Avin answered back, Mikam Chesor Yachad Baretz, right? Who is like your people, Israel? He praises us. Is that really a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gets praised by, when we praise Bnei Yisrael? In, yeah, Tichsiv Es Hashem Marato Yom, right? Hashem Mircha Yom. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem praise you today. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tizunu Chativ Achaz Volum. You made me unique in this world by being your God. And he says, I'm going to make you a unique nation in the world. Okay, so that's the idea. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising, that's in his tefillin. Okay, that's one bias. But we have four batim by tefillin. What's in the other three batim? So we already have our one pasuk of Mikam Chayisol. Now we have Kimo Goy Gadol, Umi Goy Gadol, right? Ashrecha Yisrael, O Anisol, Kimo Lusita Olyon. We say, Yachin Efishul Tuvabati. Wait a second, that's a problem. Kimo Goy Gadol might be number two, Ashrecha Yisrael is number two, O Anisol, Kim is number four, Lusita Olyon is number five. That's too many. Now, Kimi Goy Gadol, Umi Goy Gadol, Damiladadi, Bechad Besa. That's all in one bias. Okay, good. Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikam Chayisol, Bechad Besa. Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikam Chayisol is in the other bias. O Anisol, Kim Bechad Besa, and Lusita Olyon Bechad Besa. There we go. There we have four altogether and it works out perfectly fine. Okay. Says the Gemara and Vav on the day of the Kuluksiv Badroi. All of them are written together on the Shalyad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Next statement. Amar Rav Amarado Amar Rav Yitzchak. This is our third statement from Rav Amarado from the Judats. Kol Rogel Vav Bezik Nes Vlobo Yom Echad. Anybody who's normal to come to the Shul and he doesn't come one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's going on with that guy? Shem Bibichem Yirei Hashem. Who among you is a Yirei Hashem? Shom Meh Bekol Avdu, who listens to the call of his Navi, Asher Halach HaSheichim, Dei No Gala, who walks in darkness. There's no light for such a person. Devar Mitzalach. Listen. If he's going for a Devar Mitzalach, then great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shined a light to that person. Great. But if he didn't go to Shul because he had a Devar Rishus and something silly happened, Dei No Gala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give him light. You should trust in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My time up. He should have been Pateach. In the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of him, and he didn't do so. Therefore, he's being punished for not being in Shul. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, two dots. B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ezekanev lo matzav asara. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to a shul and he doesn't find 10 people, he always gets angry. Shemadu avasi ani shekarasi v'anoa. Why did I come if no man is calling out to me and nobody answers? So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should always try to make sure you're in shul and try to make sure there's many. Amar Chabam Rav Huna, kol kovei makom lo tefillah. So this is a brand new thing. Anybody who's kovei makom for the tefillah, if you make a set place, Elokei Avram Bezro, the God of Avram is helping you. Shmeis Amrin lo, when you die, they said, Ei anav ein chasid. What an anav, what a chasid. My talmidim shel Avram Avinu, you're one of the talmidim of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu minam lekavei makom. Where do we that Avram Avinu was kovei makom? You see, Vayashkom Rav Boker l'makom Hashemat Shem. Avram Avinu got up early in the morning to the place where he used to stand. Amida mida l'tefillah. Amida refers to tefillah. Shemar Yamo Pinchas Veifilah. It says Vayamo Pinchas Veifilah. That's why we call it the Amida, because he used to stand up when they were davening. Two dots. Amar Rabbi Chava Amar Rav Huna Yotzim Beis Knesses. Rabbi Chava says the name of Rav Huna. This is the second statement. Rabbi Chava Amar Rav Huna. Somebody leaves the shul, you have to see Agasa. You should not step quickly and run outside of the shul. Amar Rabbi Lo Amar Lo Meipak. That's only when it comes to going out and going to your own deeds. Avala Meil, but to run to shul mitzvah merit. Then there's a mitzvah to run. Shnamar Nidav Ledas Hashem. We run to go and know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rezera. Rezera says, Mereish Kiavina Chazina L'Rabbanon Kalrati L'Pirkev Shabbos. So when I saw people running to shir on Shabbos, Aminikam Achalim Rabbanon Shabbos. I felt that the rabbis were being Machalo Shabbos by doing so. It wasn't the right thing to do, right? That it should be Hilucha B'tei Benachas. Your walking should be slow. Kiam Shabbos L'Rabbi Zerayin Chomam Rabbi Yishom Levi. Once I heard this statement, Rav Tanchum Rabbi Yishom L'Lo L'Mirot Adon L'Livar Adlach V'Yil V'Shabbos. A person should always run to go here to V'Adlach even at Shabbos. Shemar Achwe Yisham Yilechu Kari Yishog. You should go after our Kaddish Baruch Hu like a lion. And that roar is unnamir hitna. I also run a little bit. Amar Rabbi Zera, agrid apirka rahalta. The skar that you get for going to a shir is the running to the shir that you get. Amar Rabbi agrid akala. The skar that you get for going to a kala, which is a bigger shir, doika. It's to be pressured, like to accept the fact that you're going to be pressured, that you're going to be, you know, sitting with a lot of people around you, and you're going to be okay with it. Amar Rabbi agrid shmeitza. The skar that you get for learning a gemara is svara, the logic behind it. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says agrid beitamia. The skar that you get for going to a what's it called, a basic faros, to a cemetery, shtikusa. Is the quiet. If you're quiet and you listen. Amar Azutra Agadat Hanisa, the scar you get for fasting is Sidkas, is the tzedakah that you give. Amar Azutra Agadat Hesbeda, the scar that you get for giving a hesbed, Delavuye, is the lifting up of the voices and causing them to cry, or the levaya of the mace. Amar Avashi Agadat Be'eluli, right, the scar that you get for a wedding is Mili, to be able to say the right words to the chasen and the kalan to make them misameach. To that, Amar Rav Huna Kol Misvalach Horei Beis Hakenesses. Anybody who davens behind a shul, and this is, I guess, Rav Huna is the third statement of here because we had Rav Chava Amar Rav Huna before. Somebody davens behind the shul in the Kurashi is called Rosh Hashanah. Saviv Rashaim is Aleichon. Around it, that's where the Rashaim go. Right? They don't walk in the shul; they walk around. And Ravailo Amar Lulam Hadar Apel Abikanisha. That's only if you wouldn't turn your face toward the shul itself. But if you're willing to turn your face to the shul and you just can't walk in for a Rav Nisim Leisel involved, then you're fine. There was a person who was davening behind the shul, but he wouldn't turn his face to the shul itself. So it looked like he was davening to another god. So Elio and Navi appeared. He appeared to him as if, or he saw him. Elio passed by, he saw him. And he appeared to him as if he was an Arab merchant. I'm like, Kedoy Bar, you think there are two gods, Kiyam to Kami Marach, and that's how you're going to stand in front of your master, Shav Sasur of Akadli. So he took out a sword and he killed him. I'm like, Rabban Lurabiba Rabbaye. This rabbi said to Rabbi Rabban Lurabibi, Lur Nachmar Yetuk, my Krum Zulus Lubini Adam, right? What does it mean when the Pasuk says Krum Zulus is considered like almost like a shame for Bnei Adam? Elu Devarim She'Omdim V'Rom She'Olim. These are things that are up in the heights of the world. Bnei Adam Mezalzel Behen, like tefillah, and people are mezalzel and they don't treat it properly. Krum Zulus of Bnei Adam. This is what takes us down. Rabbi Yochum Reilos Yom Tov Ayu Kimishin Yitzchakon Labrios Panim Mishnayos Kekrum. When a person needs other people for, you know, for wealth or whatever it is, then his face turns red, and that's the krum that we refer to over here. Shnamar Krum Zulus of Bnei Adam. If you need somebody, that's the krum. My krum. There was a bird that lives in the islands of the sea. It's called krum. And as soon as the sun shines on its feathers, it turns into many different colors. So it's a beautiful little thing, right? So it's all different colors. And that's what it means. The guy's embarrassed. His face turns a bunch of different colors. It's like he's being judged with two different dinim, with fire and water. You put a man on top of us. We went through fire and water. It's almost embarrassing that we had to go through that way, and that's what it's considered. Okay. Our fourth statement. A person should always be very careful about davening mincha, because that's when Eliyahu Navi was answered in mincha. When he brought up the mincha, the offering by Yigash Eliyahu Navi, and Eliyahu Navi approached by Yomarash Nini Hashem Nini, answer me. He said this in Har HaKarmel when he's fighting against Navi Abal. He wanted to make sure for two things. Number one, answer me that a fire shouldn't come down from the heavens. Even though there's a Beis HaMikdash, I'm bringing this korban outside the Beis HaMikdash as a temporary thing in order to prove the Nevi Aval wrong. And Aneni Shalom Yumaisak Shafamim, I want you to answer me so they don't think that it's magic. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afetilos Arvis, not only do you can answer during Mincha, you can be answered during Marvish. Amar Tachon Tefilas Yikatoris Levenecha, prepare my Tefilah as a Ketoris in front of you. Ketoris is in the incense. Masas Kapai Minchas Arvis, as a gift from my hand, as a gift in the evening. Not only that, but even shachris. In the morning, I will dive into you, and I will wait to see what's going to happen. Okay, next dot, two dots. We have our fifth statement. Anybody who's nenet from the suda of the chasim is not misamechem. Over on five different kolos. A kol calling out. So there are five times when it says the word kol, etc. V'misamcho ma'scharo. And if you're misamechem, what's your scharo? Rabbi Shimon Levi, zochel l'torah shenit machamish kolos. Your zochel l'torah, which is given with five kolos. Shnamar v'yibam shilz b'yosav bokav v'yikolos v'rakim. There were kolos v'rakim v'anon kaved al harve. Kol shofar v'yikol shofar alumi aninu v'kol. Ain't it? That's wrong. V'aksiv v'cholam roin is kolos. Everybody sees the kolos. And kolos dekodem matan torah. But those kolos are really referring to before matan torah. Rabbi Vohamar kilu griv todo. Shnamar mikriv mivim torah beis Hashem. Nachamar yitzchamar kilu bana achas mechorav Yerushalayim. It's like he built up one of the chorav Yerushalayim. Ki yashuv v'shuvus ha'aretz b'ro yikrav yishono amar Hashem. It's like he built up the shvus rishon. It's like he built up the land from the beginning. And that's how great he is, right? And he's bringing the Toda, bring back, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three things that happens over here. If you do the kolos, right, all the kolos are before Matan Torah, but it's like you're makrav Toda, it's like you built up one of the Chorvos Yerushalayim, or you're nene, you get the Chamisha kolos altogether. Okay, so now it says in the Tudas, Recham Bar Mavuna, our sixth statement of Recham Bar Mavuna, Kol Dem Sheish Bo Yerushalayim, Tvar Nishmayim, anybody who has Yerushalayim, his words are always going to be Yerushalayim, Vesel Tvar Kol Nishma, everything's going to be Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, you always should fear God, Ki Zekol Adam. What does it mean? This is every person, the entire world was only created for this guy. Rabbi Abarakan Omar, Shakul Zekinigol Olam Kulo. No, this person is actually equal to the entire world, and that's what it means. Some person that is, it's Yeres Hashem, Rishim Ben Azi Omar, Vyamar Lev Shem Ben Zom Omar, Kolom Kulo Lunivra, El Tavzad. This whole world was created just to give this person a command. We have a seventh statement, Kol Yedisha Bechavarosh, Ruggle, Litan Lashalom, Yakim Lashalom. Anybody who knows about his friend that he's Ruggle, Litan Lashalom, to give him Shalom, Yakim Lashalom, you should give him Shalom first. If you know your friend's going to say hello to you, you should say hello back. Shemar Baki Shalom Varefeu, Vim Nazal Lohexer Nikwe Gaz. If you give it to him and he didn't give it back to you, you're called a Gazan. You destroyed the Karim. You have the Gazela of an Ani inside your houses. That's how bad it is. You should always say hello to somebody and always give it back. Stop right there at the end of Avon Days.